Reducing Modals, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent course. Any reproduction of this audio in any form is strictly prohibited without the permission of AccentOnSpeaking.com.
Hi, and welcome to this lesson on the reduction and pronunciation of modals. So far, we've been spending time on structure words and how we reduce them, how we make these sounds a little smaller because we're rushing through them. And we've also talked about the rhythm of English. The way the structure words are pronounced really adds to the rhythm of English. We have a lot of fast sounds. We have some really long, slow sounds. It's the structure words that are fast. It's the long, slow sounds that are the content words, the important words. Hopefully so far you've been paying attention to native English speakers around you. Hopefully you've been noticing how they speed up when they get to these really small, unimportant words, and how they slow down, elongate, and raise the intonation of the important words. Now, one of the problems is the native speaker often speaks so fast when he or she says one of these structure words that you can't quite pick it up. You know they just went through something very quickly, but you really can't hear it because it was so fast. So in this lesson, what we're going to do is take some of these modals, some of these really small words, and break them down into little pieces so you can hear them easier. Remember, you will never go out and speak very slowly. I could have gone. You would never say that. But I'm going to do that for you in this lesson just so you can really hear and feel how these words are, and then you'll be able to speed them up and you'll be able to put them into the correct rhythm, the correct timing of English. So recall what a modal is. A modal is what we also might call a helping verb or sometimes an auxiliary verb. These are words that we use with regular verbs. They're words like could, would, should, will, can, things like that. And when we use these modals in sentences, we speed them up. Why? Because we're trying to get to the verb. If you remember our rhythm and timing example, it doesn't matter how long the modals are, how many words you've got before a verb, you're trying to rush to get to the verb. And it pretty much takes the same amount of time whether you say, I go, or I will have gone. Not so different in timing. So we're rushing through those words to get to the verb. So let's slow the words down so you can hear them better, and then we'll speed them back up so you'll be able to rush through them as well. Now let me point out one thing before we get started on reducing these sounds. Often we make short sentences using modals. For example, I might say, should I go? Yes, you should. Notice that's a very short sentence. I could say, yes, you should go, but I didn't. I shortened the sentence just by putting the modal in there. If we use a modal in a short sentence and we don't put a verb after the modal does not get reduced. Okay, don't forget this. You don't reduce modals used in a short statement or short sentence. Otherwise, we put a verb after them, we're going to smash them, reduce them, squish them into very small words, and get through them as quickly as possible to get to the verb. So let's start with the word have to. Now I want to point out, when I say have to, I'm using it as a modal because I need to use a verb after this. Have to in this sense means something similar to must, something that I need to do. So have to. Notice already I've said have, not have. When we put have to together, we often make it so fast that we say have to, have to, have to, have to. So I have to go. I have to ask. Have to, have to, have to go. Now you'll notice that I have put the words go and ask in all of these examples. The reason I've done that is because I want you to see go, which begins with a consonant, and ask, which begins with a vowel, so you can hear the connections when they're needed. So I have to go. I have to ask, what do you hear that's stressed? You should be hearing the words go and ask. These are the verbs. These are important. The have to, it's fast. It's very fast. Have to, have to, have to. Try this out. Have to, have to, have to go. Have to ask. Have to do. Have to see. I have to go to my brother's house tomorrow. I have to do this. I have to ask my teacher if it's okay. Have to. Okay, let's just go to the word have. When we use have as a modal, the verb will be a past participle. So something like have gone, have asked, have done, have seen. But usually we don't pronounce it so clearly and purely. We want to reduce that. Remember how we reduce the word have. We reduce it to uv, uv. It sounds like a schwa plus a V sound, uv, uv. So we get uv gone, uv asked. I have gone, I have asked, I have gone to the mountain. I have asked my teacher, uv asked, uv gone. So you're rushing to get to the gone, you're rushing to get to the asked, you're rushing to get to the verb. So we reduce the sound have to uv, uv. We reduce the sound has to is, is. He is gone. He is asked. He is gone to the mountain. He has asked the teacher. And the past tense, had, gets reduced to ud, ud. We're taking off the H on these words. We're putting a schwa in there, and we get ud. Ud gone, ud asked, ud, ud. Rush through it, get to the verb. I had gone, I had asked. And notice how we connect the D with the A on ud, ud asked. In fact, we connect all of the consonants with this vowel sound. So we get ud asked, ud asked, ud asked. Does that seem a little bit weird? This is how people really, really speak. So I had gone, I had asked, he had gone, he had asked, he had asked, he had asked. I'm connecting those, nice little linking sound, he had asked. Now, often we'll take these words and contract them. That's why you'll see I've, I apostrophe V-E, I've gone, I've asked, he's gone, he's asked, H-E apostrophe S. I'd gone, I'd asked. I apostrophe D. Very commonly, we contract these words, make them into one. It's very common for the word have as a modal. Not always. So when we contract them, we make them even smaller. Listen to the difference. I'd gone, I'd. We connect those together with a little Y connecting sound because I ends in a Y connecting sound. I'd. I had gone. Now, I apostrophe D, I'd gone. So it's even smaller still, and it's very common to contract the modal have, especially with a pronoun and sometimes with a noun. We make it into one sound. Now, when we put these words into a negative sense, we've got to put that N and T at the end of haven't. And remember what happens to an N and a T together at the end of a word? Gets that little h sound. So listen, haven't, haven't, haven't. Okay, let's reduce it even more. Now we'll take the H out, we'll make the A into a schwa, and we get uvent, uvent. Might sound weird, and it is alone, it's kind of weird, but when we put it together, that's how it sounds. I haven't gone, I haven't gone. Have you gone to the Grand Canyon? No, I haven't. I haven't gone. I haven't gone. I haven't gone there. Haven't. Haven't. I haven't asked. Haven't asked. Okay. We connect the T, the N and the T, with an A, and we're going to kind of remove that T. Listen, I haven't asked. I haven't asked my teacher. I haven't asked my teacher yet. I was going to, but I haven't asked my teacher yet. We haven't been there. Haven't. We haven't asked. So nice and reduced. So the T, the NT before a consonant makes it kind of H, but the T before a vowel often makes that T kind of disappear. So I haven't gone. I haven't gone. I haven't asked. I haven't asked. She hasn't gone. Hasn't gone. She hasn't asked. Hasn't asked. She hasn't asked yet. I hadn't gone. I hadn't gone. Okay. And I can reduce it even more. I can say, I hadn't gone. I hadn't gone. I hadn't asked. I hadn't asked. I hadn't asked. I hadn't asked. Now, this is kind of strange. This might help you a little bit. When you've got a D followed by an N, think about where the D is made inside of the mouth. Had. Where do you put your tongue? You put your tongue up against the top teeth. Had. Okay, where do you make the N sound? It's in the same place, isn't it? The air changes when you say d. The air comes out of your mouth. It comes around your tongue. But when you say the air comes out more in the nose area. So this might be a little bit difficult, but see if you can do this. We go to the D. We put the tongue on the teeth. The air is coming out around the tongue. Had. Now don't move your tongue, but switch the air coming out of your mouth to air coming out of your nose. Listen. Hadn't. I hadn't. If you can't do that right away, don't worry about it. But this is what people do. They don't remove the tongue from the teeth. They switch the air from the mouth to the nose. Hadn't. I hadn't gone. I hadn't asked. I hadn't asked. This is common with the D followed by an N. You'll see it here in a few more minutes too. Hadn't. I hadn't asked. He hadn't asked. Okay, I'm reducing it more by making that vowel sound into a schwa. I don't know. I hadn't asked. I hadn't asked. And I'm connecting the N with the A. The T is missing. I hadn't asked. Okay, when we put a ben in there, we've got to reduce the ben. What do? We say ben. So we have I've been gone. We've been gone. We've been gone for 3 weeks. I might even contract the have with the we. We've been gone. But I could make it into a separate word too. We have been gone for 3 weeks. We have been. And now with asked. We have been asked by many people. We have been asked. We have been asked by many people what we think about this. We have been asked. Okay, do the same thing with has. He has been gone. He has been. I could also say he's, but we'll make a full word. He has been gone for 2 years. He has been gone for 2 years. He has been asked. He has been asked about this question many times. He has been asked. Okay, and we add had. We get it'd been gone. They had been gone for 3 days. They had been gone. Really stress the verb. They had been gone for 3 days. You know, I think they had been gone for 3 days. They had been gone. They had been asked. they had been asked. I think they had been asked this question many times. They had been asked. They had been asked. I'm sure they had been asked that question many times. They had been asked. Okay, we make it into a negative now. So we have not have, but haven't. Haven't. Okay, let's reduce it even more. Haven't. Haven't. Haven't been. We haven't been. We haven't. We haven't. Interesting, isn't it? We haven't been. We haven't been gone. We haven't been gone for more than 2 hours. We haven't. We haven't been. We haven't been gone. Okay, we're reducing all of those. Haven't been. We haven't. We haven't been gone for more than 2 hours. They haven't been. They haven't been asked. Been asked. Make sure you connect the N with the A. They haven't been asked that question before. They haven't been asked that question before. Okay. Hasn't been becomes isn't been. Isn't been. Isn't been gone. Isn't been gone. He hasn't been gone. He hasn't been gone for so long. He hasn't been. He hasn't been gone. Isn't been gone, isn't been asked, connect those sounds. He isn't been asked for a long time. He isn't been asked that question for a long time. He hasn't been asked that question for a long time. Okay, hadn't becomes hadn't. I hadn't been gone. I hadn't been gone. I hadn't been gone for long. I hadn't been gone. I hadn't been gone for more than 1 hour. I hadn't been. Okay, I'm doing that. D plus the N. Hadn't. I hadn't been asked. Been asked. I hadn't been asked. I hadn't been asked that question before. Hadn't been asked. Hadn't been asked that question before. Okay, might take some time. You'll have to really listen to this, and then you'll have to review until you can pick up these little sounds and put them together very quickly. Let's go on. As I told you in one of our last lessons, would gets reduced to would. So we say would go, would ask, could ask. Notice how the D is connected to the A. I could ask if you wanted to. I could ask if you wanted me to. I would ask if I was able to. Would ask, could ask. Should go. Should is reduced to should go. Well, I think we should go. We should go. Should ask. I think we should ask before we do that. Should ask. Connect the D with the A. Should ask. And will sounds like wool, so we get will go. We will go if you ask us. We'll go. We will go. We'll ask. Connect the L with the A. We'll ask. She will ask. I think she will ask. Will ask. And may has a long vowel sound, so we're not going to make that into a schwa. We're just going to reduce it. So we're not going to say may, unless it's in a short sentence. We'll say may. So we get may go. May ask. Might is the same thing. Might has a long vowel sound, so we're not going to say might. We'll say might. Might go. And notice the T at the end gets held inside of the mouth. Might go. Sometimes it's a glottal. Might go. We might go. I'm not sure. We might go. And now we put it with ask. We're going to connect that T with the A. Soften the T. I might ask. I might ask. I'm not sure, but I think I might ask. Might ask. And can gets reduced to kun. Kun. Okay, this is important. A lot of people have a problem with can and can't. The secret is can gets reduced to kun. But can't, the negative, never gets reduced. Never. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But can is reduced to kun, kun, kun. Take out that a sound. Put a little schwa in there. We get kun go. Can go. Make it very fast. Make it very low. Kun, kun. I can go. I can ask. Connect the N with the A. I can ask. I'm not sure, but I can ask. Can ask. Notice how fast the can is. Very, very fast, very short, and the vowel is almost gone. Okay, let's put these in the negative form. We say would, would, but we make it into a negative. Okay, this is where that DN rule comes into play. Listen, wouldn't, wouldn't, wouldn't. Do you hear how the D doesn't move away from my mouth? The tongue stays right against the teeth. The N stays right against the teeth. There's no change in movement of the tongue, just where the air is. Wouldn't, wouldn't, wouldn't go, wouldn't go, wouldn't go. Speed it up, nice and short. Wouldn't, 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 wouldn't go, wouldn't go. Wouldn't ask, wouldn't ask. Did you hear the T there? I don't either. Disappears. Wouldn't ask. I wouldn't ask. I wouldn't ask if I were you. Wouldn't, wouldn't ask. Wouldn't go. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't ask. The same thing happens with couldn't, couldn't, couldn't go, couldn't ask. You couldn't go. You couldn't ask. You couldn't ask if you wanted to. You couldn't do it. You couldn't ask. Connect that N with the A. Couldn't ask. Couldn't ask. Okay, same with shouldn't. Shouldn't. Shouldn't go. Shouldn't ask. You shouldn't go. You shouldn't ask. You shouldn't ask. Now, negative will becomes won't. Changes a little bit. I'm sure you know this grammar. But the N and the T on won't gets a nice sharp sound. I won't, won't, won't. Sometimes it's a glottal. I won't go, won't go, won't go. Nice sharp NT sound. But when we put it with a vowel, the T disappears. I won't go. I won't ask. I won't ask. I won't go. I won't ask. Now, may, in American English, doesn't have a contracted not sound. So we never say mayn't. There are some dialects of English that do that, but not North American English. You're not going to hear mayn't. We will always say may not, may not. But we reduce both of those vowel sounds to be a little shortened. We're not going to turn them into schwas. And by the way, not is never made into a schwa. We never say nit, nit. So, may not, may not, may not, may not, but make it nice and fast, nice and shortened. May not go. We may not go. We may not go. May not, may not, may not go. And when we put it with a vowel sound, that T is between two vowels, so we soften it to may not ask, not ask. May not ask. We may not ask. May not ask. We may not ask about it. I'm not sure. We may not ask. The same thing happens with might. Might. Might gets shortened. We don't say mightn't in North America. Some dialects do it, but not North American. We say might not. So we make it very fast. Might not. Might not. Might not go. We might not go. When are you going to the Grand Canyon? Oh, we might not go. We might not go. We might not go. And might not ask. We might not ask. The T sounds like a D there. We might not ask. We might not ask. Okay? Might not is very fast. Ask is very big, we might not ask. Might not ask. Now, the negative of can is can't. And as I just said, can't doesn't get reduced. Can't is always a strong word. And what that means is can't is always stressed. It doesn't actually fit into these unstressed words. So what happens is can't has equal power to the verb that comes after it. Listen to the difference. I can go. I can go. Where do you hear the stress? On the word go. Go is the verb. Go is strong. Can, C-A-N, is very small. Can, I can go. It drops way down. It's very short. The intonation's very low. Can go. Listen to this. I can't go. I can't go. Where do you hear the stress? Yes, you hear it on go, but you also hear it on can't. The vowel sound isn't reduced, and the intonation is still high. It's as high as the verb. This is the only modal that is always stressed. Remember, you can stress anything. I could, for example, say, you shouldn't go. You shouldn't, but I'm really emphasizing the word shouldn't. It has a special feeling, a special meaning. But can't is never reduced. I can't go. I can't go. So are you coming camping with us this weekend? Sorry, I can't go. And put it with a vowel. I can't ask. I can't ask. I can't ask her that. I can't ask. Notice we don't even hear the T very strong. But you're going to recognize the difference between can and can't because of the really strong sound that can't has. It also has that kind of h at the end of it, but it's also a really strong sound. Can, unless it's at the very end of the sentence, as a short sentence, will be very reduced and very small. Can't is never reduced, never small. It's very common for people who speak English as a second language to say the word cannot instead of can't. And what that usually means is, if you're doing this, if you often say cannot, it means that you're not able to say the difference between can and can. Somewhere along the line, people have stopped you and said, excuse me, did you mean can or did you mean can't? So if you are saying cannot, you need to pay attention to this. Can is reduced. Can't is not reduced. Practice it. Listen to it. You'll hear it distinguished. They're very, very different sounds. And the trick is not listening to the T on the end. The trick is listening to the intonation and the speed and a little bit of that H on the end of the can't. Okay, but the T is often not pronounced, so you can't hear the word can't. You'll never hear the T on the end of that. So pay attention to the intonation. That's where you'll hear the difference. I can't go. I can't ask. When we put a have after one of these modals, it can be reduced in one of two ways. We can say could div, we can reduce it even more. We can say could, and that's really common. You have two choices. You can say could've, or could've. So we'll start with would've. I take off the H, and I'm going to connect those sounds together, the D with the A. Would've, would've gone. Even more reduced, woulda gone. I woulda gone, but I didn't have time. I woulda. It's very common. You could say either one, would've or woulda. I would've asked, would've asked. Notice I connect that V sound with the A, would've asked. And it's possible to say woulda asked. could have gone, or could have gone. Listen to people, you hear this a lot. I could have gone, or could have asked. Sometimes could have asked. Should have gone, or should have gone. Should have asked, or should have asked. With will, we can say will have gone. That's probably more common, but sometimes you hear people say willa. He will have gone. Personally, I would say will have. You might hear willa, though. Willa. Will have gone. Will have asked. And maybe will have asked sometimes. Will have asked. May have. May have gone. They may have gone. They may have asked. May have asked. And occasionally you might hear may have gone. May have asked. Not quite as common, though. He may have gone. He may have asked. And the same thing with might have. Notice how the T gets connected with the of, and the T is softened to d. Might have. Might have gone. Might have asked. He might have gone. He might have asked. And occasionally you'll hear might have gone, might have asked. Might have gone, might have asked. Where did John go? Oh, he might have gone home. Very nice and fast, very reduced. Now, when we make these into negatives, it's possible to make a contraction, but sometimes we say not have instead of making a contraction. If we do that, we'll say not have. For example, would not have, could not have, should not have, will not have, may not have, might not have. Okay, so we could do that, but often we'll make a contraction. We'll say wouldn't have, wouldn't, that same wouldn't, the D and the N together, don't take the tongue off the teeth, wouldn't. And by the way, this is exactly how we say wouldn't, W-O-O-D-E-N, like a wooden door, a wooden match. They're exactly the same. The difference is wooden, W-O-O-D-E-N, will never be reduced because that's an adjective. But the sound is really similar, especially that D and the N. Wooden. Wouldn't have. Wouldn't have gone. Wouldn't have gone. Wouldn't have asked. Wouldn't have asked. Of course, we could reduce it more. Wouldn't. Wouldn't have gone. I wouldn't have gone. I wouldn't have asked. I wouldn't have asked if I hadn't been forced to. I wouldn't have gone if I hadn't been forced to. Wouldn't have. Really common. We do the same thing with couldn't have gone, or couldn't have gone, couldn't have asked, or couldn't have asked, shouldn't have gone, or shouldn't have gone. I knew I shouldn't have gone. Shouldn't have asked. Shouldn't have gone, shouldn't have asked. Shouldn't have gone, shouldn't have asked. Now, won't plus have, we get won't have. The T is gone in the won't. Won't have gone. Won't have gone. Won't have asked. Sometimes won't have gone, won't have asked. Probably a little more common, though, to say won't have asked. Won't have gone, won't have asked. might not have. Now, we can't contract might and not, so we've got to say might not have, might not have gone, might not have gone, might not have asked. He might not have gone. He might not have asked. May not have, may not have, may not have gone, may not have gone, may not have asked, may not have asked. He may not have gone. He may not have asked. Okay, with can't, we're going to take that T off and we're going to get can of, can of. And by the way, we can't do this with C-A-N. C-A-N doesn't go in here. We can't say can of. So we can use it in the negative form. Can of, can of, can. It's a nice strong sound because it doesn't get reduced. Can of, can have gone. He can have gone far. Can have asked. Can have asked. He can have asked already. Can have asked. Can have gone. Okay, let's put been in there. Been gets reduced to been. So let's speed it up because remember, we're trying to get to the verb as quickly as possible. So it's basically going to be da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da, like this. Would have been, one dum boom. Would have been gone. Would have been gone. Would have been gone. Would have been gone. Or we could also say woulda, woulda. That's pretty common. Would have been, would have been. Would have been gone. Would have been gone. Or would have been asked. Would have been asked. Would have been gone. Would have been asked. Could have been, could have been gone. Could have been asked. Could have been asked. We could have been asked already. Could have been, could have been, could have been asked. Could have been asked. Should have been, should have been. Of course, we could say should have been, but we can make it faster by saying shoulda, should have been, should have been gone. You should have been gone already. Should have been gone. Should have been asked. Should have been asked. The parents should have been asked before the child was taken out of school. Should have been asked. Should have been asked. Will have been. Will have been gone. Will have been gone. By next week, we will have been gone for a month. Will have been. Will have been gone. Will have been asked. Will have been asked. We will have been asked 20 times. Will have been asked. May have been. May have been. May have been gone. May have been gone. May have been gone. They may have been gone for a while. May have been asked. May have been asked. They may have been asked a million times. And might have been, might have been, might have been gone, might have been gone. They might have been gone for a while. Might have been, the might just gets reduced. It doesn't become a schwa, but it becomes a nice short vowel. Might have been, might have been gone. Might have been gone, might have been asked. Might have been asked, trying to get to the verb. Might have been asked, might have been asked. Oh, we might have been asked that a million times. Might have been asked. Okay, let's put it into a negative form. Try to do that D and N combination if you can. So here we go. Wouldn't have, or sometimes wouldn't have. Wouldn't have been, wouldn't have been, wouldn't have been gone. Wouldn't have been gone, or take off the V and of, wouldn't have been gone, wouldn't have been gone, wouldn't have been asked, wouldn't have been asked, we wouldn't have been asked, couldn't have been, we can say couldn't have or couldn't have been gone, or couldn't have been asked, couldn't have been asked, couldn't have been asked, shouldn't have been gone. The kids shouldn't have been gone so long. Shouldn't have been gone. Get to the gone. Don't worry about the others. Get over them very quickly. Shouldn't have been gone. Shouldn't have been asked. I shouldn't have been asked that question. Shouldn't have been asked. Won't have been. Won't have been. I won't have been gone. Won't have been. Won't have been. Won't have been asked. Won't have been gone. Won't have been asked. Okay, we can't contract might not, so let's put it together. Might not have been. Might not have been. The not has a little bit more stress. It doesn't become a schwa. It doesn't get reduced that much. Might not have been. Might not have been. Might not have been gone. He might not have been gone as long as we thought. Might not have been gone. Might not have been gone. Da 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 da. Might not have been gone. And might not have been asked. Might not have been asked. He might not have been asked. The same thing with may. May not have been. May not have been gone. May not have been gone. May not have been gone. It's pretty long, isn't it? May not have been gone. May not have been gone. May not have been asked. May not have been asked. May not have been asked. He may not have been asked. Is he going to the dance? Well, he may not have been asked by anyone. He may not have been asked. Get to the asked. Now with can't, remember can't? Can't be reduced. So can't is nice and strong. Can have been. The T on the can't is really missing or reduced in there because the H is missing from have. Can have been or can have been. They're both okay. He can have been. He can have been. He can have been gone for more than 5 hours. Can have been. Can have been gone, or can have been asked, can have been asked. You can't hear the T there, can you? Don't worry about the T. It's not the T that's important. It's the A that's important. That A is strong in can, but it's not strong in can. It's only strong in can when it's a final word or if I'm really trying to emphasize it. So in a nutshell, this is the pronunciation of all of those modals. You may have to spend quite a bit of time to really reduce those sounds. And you know, if you can never do it, it's okay. You will be understood if you're not reducing the modals. But by reducing the modals, you'll be able to speed up to get to those important words. That will really make your timing better. But of course, if I speak slowly like this, you can still understand me. So if you do that, that's fine. But if your goal is to sound more American, learning to speed these sounds up will be very useful for you. But I know that it takes time. It's not anything that you can do magically. But I really recommend that you practice the modals, practice the sped up sounds whenever you have some free time, even when you're walking or driving or taking a shower. These are really good times for practicing these small sounds that are sped up. Just remember, you're trying to get to the major sounds. You're trying to get to the big words. You're going over these other ones as quickly as possible. The only way that you're able to do that is by reducing them. And in most cases, you're reducing them by removing the vowels and replacing them with the little schwa sound, the uh sound, the uh. And in some cases, you're just reducing some of the vowel sounds. You're making them shorter. So, again, listen to the people around you. They hold the key. Now that you know about this, you can really start tuning in to other people, listening to what they do, and start mimicking them. You may not be able to be as fast as they are when it comes to these fast little modals, but do the best that you can. The more you practice, the more you'll get. And if it takes you a week, a month, a year, 10 years, it doesn't matter. Just don't give up. Keep practicing them. Try to reduce them. Have fun with them. I think it's kind of fun once you realize what's really going on in English. So don't give up. Have fun. Keep practicing, and I'll talk to you in our next class. We'll continue on, and you're going to just really, really start seeing some changes if you continue working. So talk to you soon, and thanks so much. Bye-bye.